good afternoon, good evening. My name is Marty Plum, and I am your host of A Pen and a Napkin Podcast, the weekly coaching clinic you can carry around with you in your pocket. He is back. He is better than ever. He is back on for the second time in just a couple of weeks. It is my beautiful, wonderful, charming ladies out there, very single young man, Mr. Carter Plum out of Brookings, South Dakota. Carter, how are you doing tonight?
Good. You didn't have to put me on blast like that.
Well, I'm very proud of you. Is that so wrong?
No, but that's whatever. I'm good.
All right. Let's talk a little WNBA finals for a few minutes here, Carter. How excited were you for your beloved New York Liberty to climb into the finals?
Pretty excited, yeah. I was nervous there for a little bit. The game four was very close for most of the game, so I just didn't want to have to be forced to a game five. So I was happy that they got it done in four. Mm-hmm. And I think that was kind of the reassurance that they needed to kind of give them that push into the finals.
Yeah. So. How do you feel? You know, obviously game four, you could kind of see that coming a little bit to a degree. Mm-hmm. You know, Las Vegas, obviously, they've won two straight championships. They're not going to go down without a fight. They play really well. Enescu gets shut down. But then, game four, especially in the last 5 minutes or so, they really kind of showed that they, you know, at least for this year, they are the better team.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was kind of what I said before, was the X factor was kind of the bench play. One thing that while I was watching the game, the commentators also spoke about was the fact that both teams have star-studded lineups, yeah. Like they're starting five, but the Aces didn't really have that Leonie Fibish or Kayla Thornton or even, I mean, Courtney Vandersloot, yeah, to come off the bench to give them those good minutes to be kind of an equalizer there. And they talked about how like Las Vegas came out swinging because, I mean, their backs were up against the wall and they were able to push and push and push for a while until that last 5 minutes, like you said, and they kind of just ran out of gas. Mm-hmm. Didn't have enough to keep battling. New York was able there to get their breathers or get their starters some breathers before that fourth quarter. So they were kind of all ready to go, rested a little bit, whereas Las Vegas, to, I mean, stay in it, they had to have their best five out there at all times, basically.
Yeah. Tony and I predicted that Connecticut and Minnesota would go five. That's what indeed happened. I thought game five would be a lot closer, but man, Minnesota just came out and laid the hammer down.
Yeah. It's like I said before, they're kind of the most intimidating team, but I think as far as watching the Aces and the Liberty series, I feel like I have more confidence in the Liberty considering, I mean, there was times where the games did not go well for the Liberty at all. I mean, I think it was game three, Jonquel Jones and Leonie Fibish both had three fouls within, mm-hmm, I think it was like the first 15 minutes of the game. So, and I think that was honestly for the better because their bench players had to go in and kind of produce points for them. But I don't know. I think Connecticut kind of reminds me of the Liberty from last year where they kind of added that talent with Marina Mabry, but I don't know if they had enough time to make it really mesh.
Yeah.
Enough to make a big run at it. Whereas Minnesota, you can tell when they're on the court, they kind of just, they know each other very well. They know each other's play styles. They kind of just work off of each other. And they all kind of work around Nafisa Collier. And mm-hmm, yeah, they play very well as a team and they're very disciplined.
Yeah. So you've got the one superstar, MVP runner up, Nafisa Collier, with a supporting cast that has just really been really good. You know, Kayla McBride was really good in the first half last night. you know, Courtney Williams, she was really good. All three of them had 15 or more, or more than, I think more than 13 points in the first half last night. Bridget Carleton has shot it really, really well. Chalk one up for Iowa State. Coach Finley, Coach Steyer, you know, Collier taking up to another notch here in the playoffs. What scares you the most, or what do you like about this Lynx team that you think that could give the Liberty what's the one or two things about the Lynx that really you believe will give the Liberty perhaps some issues here?
I think the first thing is their defense. They're very disciplined on defense, and they don't stray away from their game plan a lot on the defensive end of the court. So sometimes it can be really hard to score against them. And I mean, the Liberty, watching them throughout the year, one thing I've noticed is when they're not able to produce points, that's when they get frustration fouls. And like we saw in game three, when there is frustration fouls, kind of puts them in a tough place. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that's kind of scary as a Liberty fan is that when Minnesota gets hot, they get red hot.
Yeah.
Especially shooting wise, like, and it could be anybody on any given night, which I mean, you could say the same for the Liberty. But seeing that in your opponent is kind of, I wouldn't say scary, but it's something you have to be wary of, and just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And I mean, guard whoever is popping off that night or playing really well. Yeah. But it's also hard with Nafisa Collier in the paint, and mm-hmm. she can spread the floor pretty well too. Mm-hmm. So,
she's been so good in the mid range, the mid post area, and just making play. You know, and it was kind of the old thing. Hey, you know, she's kind of, as Bill Simmons would say, she's the I got it. You know, just give me the ball, I got this. You mm-hmm. know, and she's done a great job for them. Here in the, you know, all season long. I mean, you know, season MVP, runner up, player, defensive player of the year. You know, she's just had a tremendous, tremendous season. She's played even better in the playoffs. If you're the Lynx looking at the Liberty, what concerns you
about the Liberty that they would be scared of?
Yeah. Well, if you're a Lynx fan and mm-hmm. you're looking at the Liberty, what are you concerned about?
Probably the height advantage would be the first one. Nafisa Collier is very good. I will give her that. I think the thing that the Liberty have, which it did help them against Las Vegas as well, was like for Las Vegas, they had Asia Wilson, and the Liberty were able to put Jonquil Jones on her. If Jonquil Jones gets in foul trouble, put Breanna Stewart on her.
Yeah.
If Breanna Stewart gets in foul trouble, put Leone Fibish on her. Yeah. And they just have that height and the length to where they can put multiple people on her and give people a break rather than just have one person go at them the whole game and kind of get worn down. I think also the Liberty have a very – they do a very good job of spreading the floor, especially with Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah.
I mean, not only her, but I mean, Kayla Thornton, Benai Jelani Hamilton, they're all able to shoot. I mean, even Jonquil Jones and Breanna Stewart, they can all shoot the three really well.
Yeah.
The only person who really doesn't shoot pretty much unless wide open is Courtney Vandersloot.
Yeah.
But I think they have that ability where it's like, okay, when you do go to help defense, then they can kick it out. And there's usually somebody there that can knock down a three. Puts a lot of stress on your defense. So I guess being very defensively aware is something that Minnesota really has to hone in on.
Mm-hmm. Lynx go 3-1 against the Liberty in the regular season. They beat them in the Commissioner's Cup. So they beat them on a high profile, situation before, does that mean anything at this point, do you think? Or is it like, bah, you know, let's just go out and play. It's a completely different situation.
I think my view on it is it's a completely different situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like, at least as a Liberty fan, Minnesota doesn't really get me fired up the same way that playing like Connecticut or playing the Aces gets you fired up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, granted, like, you should go out and compete, and Commissioner's Cup is, like, a big deal as well. I think the fact that I mean, basically this whole year for the New York Liberty has been a revenge tour.
Yeah.
And I think they're kind of like, I mean, it's been 28 years since the first season, right?
This is year 26, I think, isn't it?
I think it's 28.
28, maybe, yeah.
I think it's been 28 seasons, and the Liberty, I think, are at some point, I mean, they've gone to the finals how many times, and I think they're kind of ready to get past that hump. And I think last year gave them a lot of ammunition to kind of want to bring it back, not only for the team itself, but for, I mean, Brooklyn and New York.
Yeah. So taking your rooting interests out of it here, son, what's your prediction?
My prediction is that the Liberty win in four.
Okay.
I think the Liberty will probably win the first game a little convincingly. Second game will be close.
Uh-huh.
I think third game will be barely a win for Minnesota, but they'll bounce back. And then game four will be a tight game, but I think the Liberty will win.
That's your prediction.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think from what I've seen as like on the court from the New York Liberty, I think they're ready to kind of break out of that, just finally win a championship, especially with the fire that like Sabrina Ionescu and Brianna Stewart bring to the court. I think they're due.
Well, we will find out. We will find out. Is there anything else you want to cover before we sign off?
I don't think so.
That's about it.
I'm just looking forward to watching the finals, watching the expansion draft after that a couple months later.
Yeah.
Seeing how all that shakes out. I mean, I hope it's good, but at the same time, like if the Liberty sweep, I wouldn't be upset about that either.
You just feel bad as an analyst, not as a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, I will give my official prediction when I talk to Tony tomorrow, but I think it's going to be a really good series. I think it's going to be really, really competitive. I do think that if the three stars for New York all play well, it's going to be really, really difficult for Minnesota to overcome that. I mean, their role players have played extremely well. Bridget Carleton, like I said, had a great year. Michaela McBride had a great game last night, and she's had a really nice year. Like I said, defensively, they're rock solid. But I think it's just the talent that New York has. It's going to be difficult for them to overcome, but that's why they play the game, right, son?
Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, that is Carter Plum's WNBA Finals preview. We'll see how correct he is. He took a little, look at this analytically. He's a fan and he's an unabashed fan. But he's also very educated when it comes to game. And that's why we're having him on here. So I hope everybody's enjoyed this. If you need anything, let me know. Questions, comments, suggestions, ideas. You know how to get a hold of me at penandanapkin@gmail.com. Hope everybody has enjoyed this little 15-minute WNBA Finals preview with my wonderful, outstanding, smart, handsome senior and college son, Carter Plum, up at South Dakota State University. Coaches, as always, let's be sure to hone our craft one day